Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey everyone, as you know, it's summer in Australia, so I'm taking a week off to get ready for a massive year of Australian true crime in 2024. In the meantime, I would love it if you'd support my other podcast. It's called Can We Be Real? It's a fun, lighthearted, very different show to Australian true crime, and we've built an amazing community of people who love it. So I hope you'll come across and have a listen and see if you can love it too. Can We Be Real is the name of the show, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. I hope you get a chance for a break as well, and we'll see you back for lots more Australian true crime in 2024. Welcome to Can We Be Real? Can we please be real? Thank you to everybody who is listening, and obviously thank you to everyone who's sharing this with your friends. Please keep sharing it with your friends, because we're just a tiny little bloody bunch of battlers around here, aren't we? Little production company, just being real.
Let's get straight into this. Secret number one.
My secret is about 12 years ago, while I was at uni, I was male escorting to put myself through uni and help with the cost of living. And I stopped after I almost graduated from uni. And I've never thought about it since. Anyway, I met a really nice guy who I really, really like. And we've been dating a few months. I took him back to introduce him to my family, and they got on really well, and he took me back to his family's, and his father was one of my regular clients that I saw when I was male escorting. And I've also slept with his brother on a one-night stand. His brother is now married with kids. It's just, I just don't know what to do. I don't know if I should come clean and tell him the truth. I haven't even told him that I was a male escort. I really, really like him. I can really see myself settling down with him. But, oh my God, I was in total shock.
Fuck. I was not expecting that. Oh my God. I think you'd have to talk to the dad first, don't you? I don't think you can tell the son first, your dad was one of my, like.
Yeah, that's just going to tear the family apart, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you can say, I was a male escort. I'd say that maybe for what order? This is the thing. What order are we going to go in?
Well, male. I think male escort.
Okay.
Male escort, aren't you?
I was a male escort because that's got to be fine, surely. Surely.
Well,
that's fine.
Maybe not fine.
Why not, though?
No, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know the other person and how they're going to react.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying, but the thing is, it's definitely the thing that's the least shocking.
I'm going to be very stereotypical here and say that I think gay guys usually have slept with a lot of guys.
Yeah, but it's not about the it's more about just the it's dad.
Oh fuck! That's what I'm saying.
It's the
so
shock.
So surely I did a bit of escorting during uni. Surely that's got to be fine, right?
Yeah,
we can get over that.
And then leave it for a bit.
Totally.
Let that fester.
But then I think next port of call has to be
put a few X's on the calendar.
Yeah, yeah. I think he has to speak to the dad next and go, all right, what are we doing here?
Well, he knows.
I think he has to go to the dad and go, listen, I'm really serious about your son. I think I really love your son.
It also doesn't make sense. The dad must have addressed this at some point, or was the dad just going, oh, geez, I hope this never.
His dad's just, this guy's just shitting himself, I reckon. He's just quietly over there in suburbia going, fuck. Because he must be acting straight. He must be like pretending to be straight over there. So he's probably our next secret, I suppose. He's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, he'd be hoping they just break up, surely. Surely he'd be thinking.
He'd be saying bad shit about him, Mabea.
Probably.
Just like, oh, fuck this guy. I don't feel like it's a good vibe.
Get a weird vibe from him. I don't know. Or maybe he's just thinking, oh, look, hopefully they'll just break up. Hopefully this guy will understand that this can't happen and will just dump my son.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
Meanwhile, what about the brother?
Mm.
Fuck me. That must be a hot family.
Well, no, because they're paying for it, aren't they?
So dad is, but the other brother was just a one-nighter, just a one-night stand. Oh, I've just had a big swallow. I mean, it's just a lot. I'm just
It is a lot for one family.
I don't know, Bags. Can any good come of this?
Not really.
Are we just like drawing a line under this and going, spending the rest of our lives going, yeah, there was one that got away who I was so into, but I mean, it was just
impossible.
I fucked his dad for $200.
Yeah.
And his brother.
Mm.
For free, but I mean, I just couldn't. I just couldn't find a way.
Is there a town in Australia that you feel like this is happening in?
Is this Adelaide?
Mackay.
I think this is Adelaide.
Right. Okay.
This is Adelaide. This has got the Torrens written all over it. This is happening. I think it all happened by the Torrens.
Yeah.
I mean, this is. Yeah. This has got. What's that street down the middle of Adelaide?
Oh, the Mall's Balls.
So
Rundle Mall.
This is
that what
Rundle,
you mean? Rundle Mall.
Oi, yeah. Oi, oi. I've got such great friends from Adelaide. Limo's from Adelaide. Justin Hamilton's from Adelaide. Great mates from Adelaide.
And great wineries.
Of course.
Fucking great.
And what about that weird German town up in the hills? What's that called? Harndorf.
Don't even know about
it. Oh, love it.
Harndorf.
It's
right, okay.
Like, get up it's there great. And just put on some lederhosen and just, it's like.
Harndorf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have some white wine and just pretend you're in Bavaria.
Okay, great. Well, how do you file this one?
Fuck.
It's a good luck you fucked.
Adelaide's a yeah, it's totally
you're
good
fucked.
Luck you fucked.
Yeah, but you're like, good luck.
Take your boyfriend who you really love, take him to Harndorf for a dirty long weekend and then say sayonara, weirdly, for Harndorf.
Well, what is goodbye in German?
Auf Wiedersehen.
There you go.
Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Damn.
That's the camp way of saying goodbye. Tschüss.
This is where you can share a secret with Michelle on the podcast. And by the way, if you have someone that you think would enjoy this podcast, please share it with them. If you can share it with just one person, mm-hmm. it will help to get the podcast out to more people. We're a small production, so we don't have like the big marketing budgets from the big radio networks and all that kind of gear.
Yeah.
So your help would make Can We Be Real even bigger, and we would absolutely love it.
Even have a sugar daddy as of yet.
No. For $400 a fortnight.
I'm paying for my own little soaps. I'm paying for my own shampoo like a mug.
Yes. All right, this is secret number one.
My husband told me he's a bisexual last year, and some of my friends know. What they are not aware of is that we have decided we are now in an open relationship, and we're planning to have our first threesome in a few weeks.
Boom.
I love it. God, that folder is just overflowing. She, I assume, is talking about something that I used to know a couple of men who called this the devil's threesome.
The devil's threesome?
Well, only because they were not open-minded and they were not bisexual. And they were like, they thought it was gross. They were like, there's a good threesome, which is one guy, two women.
Right.
And then they were like, the devil's threesome is two guys, one woman. They were not interested in that because that to them was like, just half the action for me.
Sure.
Right? But this couple is like, from her perspective, this is...
It's a dream come true.
I couldn't agree more, Simon. I could not agree more. I'm calling you Simon because I'm very serious about what I'm saying. I mean, this is, I think, fantastic news for her, and I think she's... Sounds like she's into it.
I'm going to ask for consent before asking this question, as we always do on the podcast.
Should we get Danny on the line, or are you happy to just give it a go?
Right. Have you had a threesome before?
Yeah, of course I have. I'm 50 fucking years old, mate.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, for Christ's sake.
Well, and I don't want to brag, but so have I, mate. So, and I'm fucking 38. But no, what I'm saying is,
we're not going to ask you, Matthew, because no, you're a young man.
Danny,
we don't want
to be here for that.
But I'll have to email Danny first.
Did you enjoy it, and did you find it like a lot of effort?
Oh my God.
Because it's like, you gotta like, we're gonna be over here, now we're gonna be over there.
Typical of a man. Oh God, it's a lot of effort. You're not landscaping. Like, you don't.
I don't know. There's a lot of pressure just with one person. Bring in another person, and it just gets really judgmental.
What? It's not meant to.
No, like, it can be, though, can't it?
So no, talk
about
never.
Your experience.
No.
What was your experience?
Yeah, I think it was your experience.
I was in Perth.
Yeah,
I was 21.
Well, that explains a lot.
I was
in Perth.
21.
Perth's a judgmental town. Oh, you spent much time in Perth, Matthew?
No.
Oh, Christ.
It was winter.
It's hard work. Perth's hard work. They're always talking about what's happening over east.
Oh, they hate the east.
That's the trouble.
I came from the east.
I did not know how that sentence was going to finish. But...
No, I meant like as in I moved over there from the east and they hated that.
That's
they
the
hated
problem
it.
With your threesome as well. The entire time during that threesome, they're going, he's from over east. What's he thinking?
He thinks he's better than us.
Yeah, are we up to standard?
He gets to watch TV shows at the time that they
air. Yeah, like 2 hours before us or longer during daylight saving. I can't remember how it works.
He spoils Big Brother.
Oh, God. He hates us because we're closer to Bali. Oh, God. You see, this is why you've had such a bad experience with your threesome. You've got to try again.
Go back over.
Yeah. No, or
do it here. Do it. Stay. Well, I'm married. I could still do it.
You can still do it.
I can still do it.
We're going to have to get Danny on the line about this entire conversation.
Well, yeah, and Yulia, because...
probably her first, actually. You're right, probably your wife first, I suppose, and then HR. Mm. But to be clear, are we paying Danny two wages, or are we just... Because she is actually just our accountant.
It's 2023.
We've nominated her HR as well.
Role.
Yeah, it's a dual role, yeah. As will yours be if you and Yulia decide to go ahead.
Yeah,
you'll have to play a dual role depending on which way you decide to go with your threesome. Back to the secret person. They seem to be open to it and great. Yeah. And what a great, God, what a time we live in, eh? This is fantastic.
Well, I guess my question is, so two guys.
Yes.
That's a good thing?
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
You think it's fantastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Because, again, talk about less work to do. I mean... If that's your worry, I mean, that seems to be your main concern,
so you,
Bags.
Yeah.
But you've got, I mean, it seems to me that you could have less than one role.
I'm talking from, I guess, from the girl's point of view, is that less work? Or is that more work? Or are you, where are you at there?
I've never thought of it as work.
No,
I have
you know
to
what
say,
I mean? Like, just as in, you know.
Yeah, look, I'm fine with it. As I say, I've never thought of it as work. And I have to say, if it did feel like work, I might say, well, look, both of you, get out. We're in a hotel here. I've got Nine Life. That's an option on the telly. Yeah, I love that in a hotel. I'm always straight to Nine Life. Like, I could be
What's
watching.
What's Nine Life?
That relocation show where they help people find apartments
Jesus
in other countries.
Christ.
I love that.
Knocked back for a route.
Well, if you're saying, oh, God, it's so much hard work, you know, like, it's, oh, God, what's happening over East? I might say, oh, fuck off and find out. But I love this lady that her husband has said, babes, I'm bi.
Mm.
And then he's thought, okay, now, you know, what's going to happen?
Mm.
It's out there and she's gone.
Which is risky.
Oh, it's a huge
high risk.
And she's
would
just...
You, actually, would you have a bit of advice on how to approach that conversation if someone was lying here thinking, or maybe driving, I don't know what you're doing.
Not driving. I don't think
so. No, as if the person listening right now is thinking, you know, I wouldn't mind a threesome. How do I bring this up with my partner?
Oh, yeah, I love this. Drunk, obviously. They need to be drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known of people to bring it up as a birthday gift.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like in a card?
No, as in, you know, it's my 40th coming up. It's a big one.
Let's have a threesome.
You know what I've always wanted? Yeah, I've heard of that.
Boom.
Yeah, it's even a hard one to bring up, isn't it? Because if your partner's a bit lacking in self-esteem, they can go, is it because you just actually want to root someone else and you're not into me anymore and all that?
Mm.
Which it's not. It's actually, I want a threesome.
Mm.
It's got nothing to do with you not being anything. It's just a really common fantasy, you know? So you have to get that idea out of the other person's head. But hopefully they'll know that and they'll go, yeah, it's just a really common fantasy. Let's have a go.
Mm.
And don't mention the third person would be my advice. Don't go, I want to have a threesome with Pat next door. don't nominate.
Because then they're a target.
You just want to root Pat next door.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, don't do that.
Especially if Pat doesn't know about it.
Yeah, because all of a sudden Pat's ding dong. Pat's copping a slap to the chops and she doesn't know why.
What the fuck?
She's like, Gene, what's going on?
All right.
That's fraught, but I'm happy for that couple.
Yeah, good on you
and
guys.
And it's on, like Donkey Kong. Mm. There, it's fantastic.
All right. Yeah. All right, this is the next secret.
When I was married, my husband went through a period of being obsessively into his career, and I met up with somebody that I'd been with years before, and we ended up having an affair for on and off for a couple of years, and somehow my sexual energy must have been being like exuded out of me because both my brother-in-laws hit on me and asked me to have affairs with them, even though they didn't know I was having an affair already.
Yeah.
But they both hit on me during, the same time.
Just
so it was
sexy.
Like they sensed some sexuality going on.
Pheromones.
And, I've never told, like, their partners, or I've always kept it a secret.
But loved it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a pretty good, we call that a purple patch. I think.
When the pheromones are coming out.
Yeah, when everybody's hitting on you. It's such a great time, isn't it? When you're just like, you know how when you're single and you're just like, why aren't I meeting anybody?
Sure.
Why is nothing happening? And then the minute. You're too thirsty. And then the minute you get with somebody, suddenly everybody's all over you and you're like, this is crazy.
Mm.
You're getting the eyebrows everywhere you go. You're getting the, I mean, it's the pheromones.
Yeah, that's what's happening for her.
That's what's happening for her.
She's.
What a fabulous time.
Yeah.
I love that time. So I always, you've got to, it's one of those funny things, you've got to be, you know how they say you've got to sort of make money to make money? I know they say you've got to spend money to make money, haven't you?
Yeah.
But anyway, what I'm trying to say is if you want to get sex, you've got to just start having sex, I think.
Mm.
And then it comes.
Yeah.
More comes.
Totally.
More abundance.
Mm.
I'm making it sound very... I don't know what I'm making it sound.
Well, when you look at me in the eye like that and then say it comes.
Yeah. It's like... Don't try and make it. Don't try. Don't. You're trying to step this back to your Perth experience and try and even out the score because that was ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Well, that is great advice. Root more and you'll get more roots.
Definitely. Mm. And yeah, I think that's also what the sex industry is great for.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like... Oh, God, I haven't had sex in 20 years and I'm really seriously want to get back out there, but it's just not happening. I'm trying everything. Maybe try the sex industry just to get your confidence back. Maybe try to just get the pheromones going again, get that reawaken that side of yourself and see if that attracts then a civilian. You know?
Yeah.
Civilian
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Yeah.
All right, well... I was gonna.
Oh, you think you're back in Perth, aren't you?
I'm back in Perth.
Psychologically, you're in Perth. I get it.
So just to like again, probably not even worth mentioning because we've covered it
sure,
enough.
Matthew.
But the affair, all good.
Yeah, always. You know me. I'm always
just goes without saying.
Yeah, it
it's
does
the one
go
thing
Matt saying.
Always wants to quiz you on.
Affairs.
The affair thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I just think yeah, we often brush past it.
Do
yeah.
we?
Yeah, I reckon.
Well...
Like, that's the secret. Like, that's the
bit. I like it.
You're right, yeah. you're right. Well, it's over. I mean, she said it's over and, I mean, she brushed over it, which I like. And it sounds like she and her husband are still together. Just when he was working a lot.
Oh, well.
And then he got a transfer to a closer branch and she went, oh, well... No need. Seems like he could sleep in later in the mornings, and yeah, so you know, it just changed everything for them, and they could watch Bargain Hunt together on Nine Life of a Night, and then you know she didn't need to see anyone else. I don't know. I like the secrets where people are just showing off.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
like the lady that had sex with us, who DM'd you and let us know that it wasn't having sex with us. It was
yes.
a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah, you saw that DM?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
yeah, great. How are you filing that?
Perfectly understandable. The
yeah.
pheromones. Aren't pheromones amazing?
Mm.
Yeah, and great.
Mm.
Although, do you remember that lady who was all about saying to ladies to deliberately rub them behind their ears and get around with it? That women should...
what in particular?
Oh, I don't
the
even
earlobes.
Know how to... Yeah, how to describe what their sexual... excretions, I'm going to say, behind their earlobes as a scent and get around the world in it and just have men flocking to them.
Gee whiz.
I know. It's like, you know, like Gwyneth Paltrow's candles.
Oh, the vagina candle.
Yeah, that scent. Mm. Rub it behind your ears.
It's called vabbing.
Vabbing. I don't think it's necessary. I think your body vabs itself when it's up and running.
All right. This is the next secret.
So recently I went to Domino's to pick up a pizza.
Right.
Wearing a butt plug.
Okay. Now, look, I haven't read Domino's T's and C's closely. I don't know if they need to know about that in advance.
Yeah.
Is that under the pickup, you know, delivery, click, pick up, T's and C's? No butt plugs, please.
Butt plugs.
For pickup.
Any Domino's I've gone to pick up, I've always gone into the shop.
Yeah, ours is tiny, our shop. I feel as though.
Right, so it's very, you're, it's not a.
Is it butt plug friendly? Your Domino's?
Well,
in the matrix.
What I'm saying is they're not very big spaces.
No.
So,
but you don't need a lot of space for a butt plug.
No, but you,
that's
you just,
sort of the point.
Yeah, you're just like, but you're just very close to the people behind the desk.
Yeah, but again, I mean, what do you think a butt plug's doing? It's not playing the national anthem. It's like the whole point of it is that only you know and anyone you've told.
Why that?
Either fun or function. I hope it's
like
fun.
You were doing something and you thought, do you want a Domino's pizza? And then you just roll in there, but you can't be bothered taking it out.
I love that. You're right. Well, it's like me and my club sandwich, as I was saying in an earlier episode. If I've got a sugar daddy, he's going to have to Uber me and spring for a club sandwich when I get to the hotel. Well, maybe this lady's arrived somewhere, you know, with her special man and gone, I could murder a Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Mid butt plug play.
Yeah.
Christ, I need a Hawaiian.
Okay.
I cannot go any further.
Yeah.
And I can understand that.
So that's completely understandable.
Yeah, 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 shit, yeah. Like, that much I can understand needing a Hawaiian stat. But it's like they do deliver. That's what I don't understand. So I think this is part of it. I think they've gone, you know what would be amazing, I would find so sexy, is if you now
go to Domino's in their small reception area.
Yeah, we're down to Domino's. I'm just picturing my Domino's. It's hilarious.
And they're just nervously waiting. You know, oh, it says your orders on, you know, the orders on the queue.
And mine's got like three kids in there, you know, three 18-year-olds just standing in there. if only they knew. That's the joy of it. Oh, oh God. You'd look at them thinking, if only you knew what I had up my ass right now, fuck, you would just.
Yeah, wow. So that's completely understandable.
No, I'm going to say be careful. Look, I know they have
stopped. If you sneeze.
Yeah. God knows. If they're up the back there making some kind of a spicy arrangement and they get a little bit too loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
And you sneeze. Holy Christ. They're going to know about it.
Totally.
Like up and down the street. But the other thing is, even though butt plugs do have stoppers on the end.
Right.
They can go in. They can go in. They can go in, guys. You can find yourself an emergency before you know it, saying, I fell over on my shampoo bottle.
All right.
Oh, there's just so many. Oh, God. Be careful.
Yeah.
And especially if you work at Domino's, just be very careful.
Yeah. Let's get into today's first secret.
I'm 42. I have two children to an absolute jerk who I'm no longer with. I met a guy who has turned out to be amazing through a friend of a friend. The only problem is he's 25. When we're together, the age gap doesn't really matter. Nothing we've noticed. He's not someone who's wanted to get married and have kids. No idea where it's heading, but do I have a moral responsibility to end this or just enjoy it for what it is and how long it is?
Oh, my God, of course. Just go for it. That is not a problem.
42, 25?
Yeah.
It doesn't even seem
fabulous.
That seems normal, isn't it?
I think so.
That's not that big an age gap.
No, but, you know, I think that's just such a female perspective. Just, oh, shouldn't I feel guilty? Am I doing something wrong? Shouldn't I feel bad? And maybe just not used to things going right and feeling nice and great and, God, I tell you what, if COVID taught us anything, didn't it teach us that who knows what is around the corner?
So rip into the 25-year-old.
Rip into him. Yes. Oh, how lovely. I'm jealous. Wonderful.
You're not taking advantage. A man's brain's developed at 25.
Thank you, Matthew. Well said. Yes, he's not a child. He can make up his own mind about what he wants to be doing and who he wants to be doing.
Yeah.
God, lucky duck.
Lucky duck. So that is getting filed under...
I love it.
Now, you have a bit of this vibe happening.
Oh, this vibe we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. As often as I can.
As often as you can.
Yeah.
And is it something that, like, you've now got, like, an age window that you like as far as you don't want to go too old? Because they're the boring fuckers, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're the boring fuckers. So the 25-year-olds, they're in the sweet spot.
They're...
25 to 30.
Yeah, look, 25's the low end of the sweet spot. I'd say 25 to 42.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll blow it out to 42.
Yeah.
For the right person. If they're good with it.
Yeah.
You've got to be good with it.
Because
you've got to be youthful with it.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I'm 38, right?
Mm.
So I'm not trying to check if I fit in.
Right.
But I'm trying to find out, like, when do men get a bit boring? Because am I about to get fucking boring? Or maybe I already am. But, like, what age do we get a bit fucking dull?
Look, it can happen. It can come on quite young, Simon.
Can it?
No, look, but we do have a thing. My brother started running marathons last year, and my daughter and I had a joke about how we think because he's 7 years younger than me, and we're thinking, oh, once they can see 50 over the horizon, they either become alcoholic or take up running.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
So running's a good option at least.
Oh, well.
It's better. It's
yeah,
better.
It's probably the better of the two, but yeah, it's still boring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it depends. 50, yeah, 50, no one my age is, no.
Because you've said before on the podcast, they get kind of miserable.
Miserable.
And they whinge a lot and they're grumpy.
All they talk about is being 60 as well. It's like you're in your late 40s. Oh, yeah, but you know.
When you hit 60.
Next thing is 60. But it's not though.
Yeah.
It's like, so they're obsessed with being 60 even though they're like in their late 40s. So that's boring. And can I tell you, there's a lot of sexual malfunction, Simon. This is not an intervention, but
why'd you have to throw my name into that?
No, because I'm seeing, being serious. There is a lot of sexual malfunction in men in their late 40s and on.
Yeah.
Now you're aware of that, surely. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you don't speak to do men talk about this stuff?
Well, what do you mean by a sexual misfunction? Like as in the old boner not coming up?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had that yet, but I'm sure it's something that'll happen as you get older.
Chat about it amongst yourselves.
What I mean. I'm hanging out with people in their 30s.
Yeah, right.
So if I'm having those kind of conversations in my I'm the kind of person that if it starts to happen, I'd probably, you know, Matt and I can start talking about it, if that's okay with the HR department.
Yeah, well, get Danny on the phone. We're just going to have to patch her in from now on. Just patch her in.
Bring
for the
her in on the roadcaster.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe there's not enough chat about it. And
right, and what should there be? Like, how should men approach it? Because it's probably men are not good at talking about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And that's probably something that men don't like talking about because of the fact that it's your manhood and you're supposed to be tough and get that shit right.
And I'm sure, look, I don't know. I've got enough on my bloody plate, mate. I don't know.
Can men just
sort their own shit out?
Yeah, like, so you want a guy that has, an erect penis?
Yeah. Is that too much to ask for? You know, just right. A bloke who can take care of his own business and it not be my problem.
Sure.
Well,
there's Viagra out there.
Oh, God, I fucking hate that. Oh,
okay, explain
I can't
that.
Stand
I,
it.
What, I've never tried it. What's it like?
Firstly, you always know. Like, and a lot of young guys take Viagra when they don't need to. I think they think it's impressive. Like, when you're with someone and he's still got a boner 3 hours later, you're like, oh, God, that's not impressive. And obviously,
are they
I know.
Around?
Yeah. Oh, well, they haven't got much choice, really, after a while. And it's like, well, obviously, I know, like, that's not human.
Mm.
That's not normal.
No.
That doesn't make you seem amazing.
Sure.
It makes you seem like a 28-year-old who's taken a Viagra, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? That's just really dull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you did say 28.
But they do.
And I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
Us men, it really doesn't click in, the whole brain thing, until about 38.
Fuck.
So really, there's a lot of time there where we're just doing some dumb shit.
Yeah, you're right. The window's narrowing. But, I mean, you meet a lot of blokes around that age, 27, 28, who are just super fun, great, no dramas. But I guess it's an insecurity thing when people just take Viagra and they're so young. You're like, it's not meant for you, you know. It's been for saddos my age, like.
Sado's your age.
Yeah.
You're 50.
Exactly.
You're in the prime.
I'm not dating them. That's what I'm saying. Like, not for me. It's not meant for me.
The 50-year-old men.
Yeah. Like, so let's not even worry about them. You don't need Viagra. Mm. You know what I mean? But there's this thing out there where they go, oh, I'm going to
give it a go.
Impress her.
Yeah.
It's like not impressive, mate. It's not fun. Nothing's fun for 3 hours.
Mm.
Nothing.
No. A good, 20 minutes.
Well, I'm not saying.
No, I just want to work out the timing of like.
One thing for 3 hours. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one thing for 3 hours. I want a bit of
foreplay.
Yeah, a bit of ebb and flow.
So what? Okay. By the way, 3 hours. You mean 3 hours?
I'm just saying Viagra. Too
no one's
much.
Going for 3 hours.
Viagra. Sometimes they just.
No, but like no one's doing it for 3 hours, even with Viagra. Are they?
Simon. Anyway.
No. Oh, Michelle, who is rooting for 3 hours?
Who isn't?
Who is?
What are you talking about?
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Once again, a lot of work. 3 hours of rooting.
Yeah, but you're joking.
No. You're joking. If you, mate, you think it's normal that everyone is rooting for 3 hours.
I don't think everyone is all the time, but I'm saying like...
I've never rooted bullshit. For 3 hours.
Not even in Perth when there were three other people there. Or
that
whatever.
Would have been 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Mate, 3 hours. Yeah. I was 21, mate. It's okay. We all have our time.
Yeah, obviously, but not even 3 hours when you were 21.
No one is doing it for 3 hours. And if you are doing it for 3 hours, that you are a bloody...
You can have a break for a club sandwich. I mean, I'm not saying you
Oh, hang on. Okay. So
yeah, like I'm saying a session.
You're not doing a three-hour route.
That's
I'm thinking,
exactly what I'm saying.
Jesus
no, I'm saying nothing's fun for 3 hours straight. I'm saying... You're taking breaks.
Yeah, like you're watching a movie.
You're having a club sandwich. You're watching a bit of The Walking Dead. You're having
gotcha.
Breaks.
Got,
you
had me really fucking scared there for a bit. I'm thinking, Jesus Christ.
I was once taught
I feel
how to.
Sorry for these
no,
blokes.
I was once taught how to use.
These young bucks.
They're coming.
I was once
just like, oh, Michelle, oh. Let me out.
I was once taught how to use PowerPoint in the middle of a session. Yeah.
Oh, so that's hot.
It was, actually. It was
what
very...
was the presentation about?
Oh, I can't remember now. Don't overuse animation.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a really...
During rooting.
It was just a break. It was a club sandwich break.
Gee whiz.
But anyway, the point is, I can't remember. Oh, don't use Viagra if you're young and you don't need it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just want to put that out there.
Oh, my God. I'm actually exhausted.
I don't blame you because you can't stay out all night drinking and dancing. So how the fuck you're getting a 3 hour session and a PowerPoint shoot in, I don't know.
All right, let's go. How are we filing the old... What was the secret?
What even was
this? I've forgotten the secret. Is this the lady who's going out with the 25
year old? Yeah. She's the...
Oh, fill your boots, love.
All right. This is secret number two.
I'm late 30s, straight... I've had years of counselling for two abusive relationships. I haven't dated in the last 10 years. I'm reasonably fit because of my crappy genetics. I've had a heart attack in the last 3 months. I'm terrified of letting anybody else get close. And now I feel like I've missed my chance at finding true love and I'm at a total loss.
Oh, that's so sad. That you're scared. That's the only thing I'm sad about. Like, I don't think any... I'm not saying you're sad, but I'm just saying that it's sad that you're scared of missing out on anything. It's so hard to not know how old people are, but not that it should matter, because you're never too old. You should never give up. As we keep saying, you never know what's around the corner anyway. You could be 22 and things change. You know, COVID can happen. Things can happen. So you just really do have to take every day, don't you? And just take every chance, take every opportunity, just go for it. And I think as far as relationships go, you've just got to just go for it. If that's what you want, someone said to me a million years ago, if you want a relationship, you'll be in one. It's that simple. Like if you just open yourself up and you'll meet someone. If you know, if you want that to happen, it will happen.
10 years is a big break, right? And so that's going to be a bit of getting used to
all
the whole
things.
Dating scene again and all that kind of thing, I guess.
Confidence.
Yeah, and things have changed in 10 years, right?
Oh, so much. Yeah, I can't get my head around apps. I honestly cannot. I don't get it. I can't use them. I can't chat on them. I can't. I've tried them like 3 times. Men always get grumpy with me because I take too long to get back to them. And I'm like,
that would be
too
annoying.
Busy.
That actually would be annoying,
yeah,
though. If you're the guy and you're like, would you like to catch up? And you're just like 3 weeks later. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Like that.
I know they do. They get so upset. But all I have to say to this person is, no, don't be – the thing that really hurt me was this, you know, now I'm scared I've left it too late and it'll never happen.
Like, never too late.
Never, ever too late. I think to myself and I tease the kids all the time about, you know, when I'm in the old age home, I'm just going to be flirting it up like heaps. I'm just going to be giving it
3 hours, just going for it.
I'll be going, girl, it's dinner time.
Club
Come
sandwiches.
On, it's 4 p.m. Let's go and have some chops and then get right back into it, Clary. When I used to
Clary?
Go, yeah,
I feel like he's not hot.
No, yeah, he's hot as hell.
Is he?
Oh, whew, once he gets
I
out.
I feel like he's got the white bits in the corner
once
of his mouth.
Once he gets out of his diaper, babes. No, I'm joking. But when I used to go and visit a lady in a home, and there was a lady there who was such a flirt. She was so gorgeous. She was just like, every time I went in there, she'd be standing. She was always standing because she knew she was like just still had a great figure, and she had a dress on, and she would be standing around a bunch of men. She'd be like, ah, stop it, like that. She's just fabulous, just flirting, and they'd be sitting around with their canes telling her these boring stories. She'd be like, oh, God, stop it. Oh. And I just love it. I'd go, that's me.
Totally.
Never too late.
All right, what are we filing that under?
I don't know what to file. God, I can't. My desktop's that bloody full.
Okay, so we've got good luck you fucked, which is not that
no,
one.
No, that is not that. I'm just going to say just be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful not to give up on yourself, bub. Mm. Get out there. Get amongst it. Nothing's over until it's over.
All right, this is our next secret.
About 8 years ago, I was 6 years into my marriage with my ex-husband, and we had 3 children together. At this point in our relationship, I was very unhappy. He was a very hard man to communicate with, and I hated my life in general, just being with him, and I wanted out. I did not want to look like the bad guy, and I wanted it to be his fault. So what I decided to do is create a fake messenger profile as his ex-girlfriend and start messaging him. It went on for about 2 weeks before I started sending nudes to him. These were just photos I found on the internet, and I would ask for nudes back. At the start, he did not send anything to me, but I was very persistent and he started sending nudes to me as well. This went on for about a month until I decided to finally confront him as his wife. He admitted to the messages and he was sorry, but I wanted out. I did not want to be with him anymore.
No.
We ended up getting a divorce and we both moved on, but no one has found out. I've never told anybody that I did this.
Oh, you evil bitch.
I mean, that's well done for going through that much effort.
It's a lot. It's a lot of effort, isn't it? I can't believe he never rang the actual lady and went, okay, okay, Janelle, we're free and easy. We can really get into it now. And she went, what are you talking about? This is just next level, isn't it? It's next level.
Yeah.
I want out, but I don't want it to be my fault. God, this is a bit unhinged, bub.
It's a bit unhinged.
Yeah, a little bit. Ay, ay, ay. It's
but also like to confront the husband and say, look at this, what you've been up to,
you
piece of shit, right? But then in your mind, you have to walk away and go, oh, I fucking did that.
I can't believe I did it.
Wait, was she saying that?
She did it.
Yeah, I know, but did she, as the character, as like his ex-girlfriend, say, I'm actually your wife?
No, or, no, or she, the actual like, wife then went, I've hacked into your Facebook.
Yeah.
And I've seen
caught
the-
you.
Oh, I thought she was just owning it and be like, ha, it was
no,
me.
No, mate. No, she's never owned
it. That was like a gotcha moment.
She's never owned it. He still thinks that he got sprung. Oh, God almighty. Women, we have got to be very careful with us, guys. I mean, we...
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, we our brains are bigger than yours. We're sharper.
To think, yeah, to think of that kind of thing, you have to really plan
our
that out,
right? Our imaginations are just, you know, yeah, you're really up against it. God, imagine being a lesbian.
What do you mean?
Oh, just the levels that must go on. You know, I'm fascinated by the levels. I mean, the gardening, yeah, that'd be great. But the levels of this sort of stuff, the intrigue that could go on in a lesbian relationship if you are both like, I'm going to catch her. Well, check this shit out.
So, okay, where does this begin? And, like, why don't guys have this in their mind and girls do, or, you know, maybe guys do, but, like, why do more girls have this kind of in their brain from a young age?
Oh, because you're more basic.
We are basic. We just want food, sex, and sleep.
Yeah, you're basic.
But what do you guys want?
Domination, power. I don't know. I think we need more brain power to survive, because men are physically dominant. So I think to survive, women have to be smarter.
Sure.
I honestly do think that. So I think in our primitive brains, we've had to be able to. We can't physically outrun you. We can't physically dominate you.
We can outsmart us.
We have to be able to outsmart you to survive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have to be able to figure out some pretty fucked up shit sometimes.
And we are pretty dumb. Like, for example,
yeah,
like someone can say to us,
thank God,
send a nude. And we go, all right.
Thank God.
All right. No worries.
Yeah. And
well, you go first.
Most of the time we can skip around you while you're busy figuring out what angle your cock looks biggest.
Yeah.
We're using that time just to escape you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much what's going on. Yeah.
So men are just a bunch of simpletons roaming the earth.
Running the earth as well.
Running the earth.
Roaming and running. Mm. Yep. And we're just skipping around trying to avoid you when you're angry. That's really the way it goes. Yeah. Yep. Ooh, he's getting a bit grumpy. Skippity-doo. Ooh, show me your cock. Skippity-doo. Ooh, it's so huge. Whoop. Out I go.
So, obviously, poor fella in this scenario, because he's got no fucking idea that
Jesus.
He's... First of all, he's gone through a divorce, which is horrible.
Yes. But also...
Hang on. Isn't he going...
He's going... He's like exactly what you're doing. Yeah. He's scratching his head. Five years later.
Is he going...
He's still scratching...
He goes, wait.
He's going, wait, what?
Fucking hang on.
And how come she stopped texting me? Same time.
But...
It's weird. She changed her number.
Yeah.
This is just weird.
Starts writing math equations on the window.
Chicks
yeah.
are
beautiful
just
mind.
Uses that Instagram filter to start working everything out.
Chicks are weird, man. That's all he knows.
How do we file this one?
Oh, be careful.
She's bad.
Yeah, I'm going to say be careful. Your brain is too big. You're too good at this stuff. Be careful. Because every now and then you do run into one who can figure you out and can figure some shit out, and then you're in trouble. So be careful, lady.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, this is Secrets and Sparkles. Get your sparkles
Ooh.
Out.
Girl, great.
If you've got a secret and you want to share it with Michelle, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio. You can also DM Michelle directly through her Instagram. She's got a link tree there as well with the link to share your secret if you'd like to do that.
Remind me of our filing system. We've got perfectly understandable.
Yep.
all be careful.
And good luck, you're fucked.
Good luck, you're fucked.
Good luck, you're fucked. Which someone has sent in a DM that they'd like that to be created into a T-shirt.
I love that. Good luck, you're fucked.
Would you wear that?
Are you joking? I'd wear the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
Would you want a hat and a T-shirt or just the T-shirt? Like hat and T-shirt combo?
Would I wear them together, like a double denim? A double good luck, you're fucked? Don't know. It would depend on the occasion.
All right. This is secret number one.
Hi, Michelle. My secret is that when I was 18, I slept with a man who was engaged to another woman. It was alcohol involved. It was a drunken night. And then a month later, it happened again. And then that's been it. I have not told a soul. I have not told my best friends, my close friends, a stranger. My husband doesn't know. I have not mentioned it before, ever, until now. And it's been about 15 years. It's just something I know. I have his wife on my socials. I have seen him from time to time, and nothing's been talked about. I say hello, he says hello, that's it. I don't feel bad about it. It was just something that I was young and dumb and did.
Oh, I think that's perfectly understandable.
Yeah, I agree.
Isn't it funny sometimes when you see someone you used to have sex with and you just go, God, I can't believe I rooted you.
Do you?
Yeah.
I always think I can't believe you rooted me.
Do you? No, I never think that. But no, even not in a bad way, but just like how you just like the chemistry's just not there anymore, and how you just think, oh God, isn't that funny?
Mm.
We rooted.
Yeah.
How funny.
Mm.
I just can't imagine rooting you.
I'm going through this weird thing at the moment where I see people that I've rooted.
Yes.
And now they've grown up.
Yeah.
And they've got children.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, that's, like, interesting.
Were you doing the math?
No.
Yeah. As in what are you getting at?
Well, they've got a new partner and they've moved and they've grown up and they've got, they've got kids and I don't.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you start to think, geez.
I'm immature. Is that what you start to think?
Yeah. I should grow up. I'm 38.
I am dragging the chain.
Yeah, I'm receding and I've got a grey beard and I still don't have children.
No, I think they're probably thinking, oh, God, look at him, still living his life, doing whatever he wants, whenever he wants, sleeping. That's what they're thinking.
Doing whatever I want.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Sleeping. That's what they're thinking when they see you.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it?
Mm.
And even like seeing his partner on her socials, it's just it's amazing how the intensity of that chemistry can disappear. And at the time you think it, sometimes you can think, oh, it can't disappear, it won't disappear, it can be so intense. I couldn't help it. I just had to have sex with that person again. We just couldn't stop. I don't know what happened. It was an accident, it just happened. And then, like, however long later, you see them and it's just nothing. She's like, sees him now at a barbecue and goes, hi. Whatever.
You don't give each other like a little wink, like, you know, like, yeah, remember when we...
Yeah,
That would be weird, I guess, at a barbecue.
Yeah, but I'm sure... But I wonder if there's the look, you know. You can have the look sometimes across a room, or if a subject matter comes up sometimes, you can just kind of glance past each other and that... undetectable kind of. I had a friend who I used to see years and years and years ago when I worked in brothels as a receptionist. He was a client and he was already quite famous and I obviously was not. And then years later we used to occasionally be at the same functions, show business functions. And so we would just have a particular kind of just a little eye contact, just a smile. Never ever mentioned it to each other, but it was just a fun thing to see each other out and about.
I always love when you reveal this stuff on the podcast, but I always want to push you to tell me who it is.
I will never ever divulge, but because I love this person so much. It's just he's a great person. Can I ask
what so in the entertainment industry though? Yeah, wow. God, my mind just runs wild.
He's a great person. So
much older or younger than you?
Oh, older. I mean, I was.
Older.
That's what
like
I mean.
10 years older?
I don't even know, actually. I think I would have been late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I you know, when you're in your late 20s, everyone...
Daryl Summers would have been.
I was going to say, when you're in your late 20s, people in their late 40s seem 100, you know?
Yeah, totally.
He may have been in his late 40s, I think, at that stage. Certainly was not Daryl Summers. But, you know, it was like someone who was very, very famous.
Very, very famous.
Yes, yes.
Australian famous, international famous.
Hard to say. I would say at times internationally famous.
They were on Neighbours, weren't they?
Look at you. You're so cute.
They were on Neighbours.
Clutching your pearls over there.
Yeah. I'm actually getting hot in here.
I know you are. You're taking your jacket off. Oh, girl, shit.
All right.
Yeah. But, then we'd see each other at the funniest, weirdest things over the years too. Mm. You'd be at some like big flash charity do at Crown Casino or something and just look over and go, oh.
Eddie Maguire.
No.
He's always at the Crown.
But that, yeah, you know, it'd be those weird dudes that I'm never at. Yeah. But sometimes like a radio station or something would make me go to something big and I'd be like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, my old friend.
God, I'd love to know. All right, let's get into secret number two.
Oh, my God, finally I get a minute alone without kids here to share my secret. During COVID, I needed money, so I got a sugar daddy.
Oh.
And it's the best thing I ever did.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I get $400 a fortnight to have the best sex of my life with my sugar daddy. He's a lovely man in a sexless marriage. And I go and meet him at a hotel on the other side of town. And we have the most amazing sex. And I go home. And it's amazing. I don't really need the money now, but I'm not going to stop seeing him because I really like it. I'm not, in love with him or anything. I just really enjoy the sex. Look forward to it because I love money and I love sex.
Oh, fucking hell.
Sex!
You are a show-off.
Yeah, that's my secret.
Yeah, well, shut up about it. God.
I feel like she was watching Dancing with the Stars or something like that in the background.
Oh, well, she's loving her life.
How many times in 45 seconds did she say the word sex?
Well, she's loving it.
Hmm.
And, I mean, she'd have to be loving it. $400 a fortnight, that's not a sugar daddy, that's a stevia daddy.
A what?
Fuck me, that's a sugar substitute. $400 a fortnight? I mean, Simon, that's not covering your fucking cab sav bill, is it? $400 a fortnight? We're in a living crisis. A cost of living crisis.
Is he getting taxed, though?
No.
Or is it cash?
It's a cashy. It's a cheeky cashy.
So really, that's like...
And he's paying for the hotel, so she's getting... She's swiping the shampoos.
Yeah.
I get that. So she's not buying shampoo anymore or conditioner, and she's getting the little soaps. And the kids love those. Yeah. The kids love the little soaps. How come we've always got these little soaps? Oh, mummy's got a friend.
Mm.
I'm opening a new file. Hang on. I'm clicking on it. Hang on. Let me get to my desktop. I'm opening a new file. I love it.
I love it.
I'm jealous as hell.
Yeah.
For 400, I'm obviously not that happy about, but.
Well, but then again, if you're loving the sex, if you just love the sex, right, and then you get $400 as well.
Well, that's called a boyfriend. $400 is a boyfriend, mate. That's not a sugar daddy. I mean, I've got a terminology problem. Okay, I've got a terminology issue. I'm saying, well, that's a boyfriend. Don't be a smart ass. I love it.
You love it.
I'm call it what you like.
Mm, she loves it.
I'm saying it's a sugar-free daddy, but I'm hoping it's paying for the Ubers at least, for Christ's sake. I mean, because if there's a surge, I'm just saying
and it's on the other side of town.
Oh, Matthew, thank God you're with me. If there's surge pricing, if it's raining.
$73.
And it's surge pricing that night. Yep. I mean, fuck, Simon, we're down to the low threes.
Yeah.
That's one way.
Yeah, I mean.
For the fortnight.
Not
even weekly. What is that per year?
She's got to get a wax. She's got short. This is so I'm assuming she's getting a tan.
Yeah, or maybe she's not.
Oh, you've got to put on the razzle dazzle. If someone's
400
calling themselves 20, a sugar daddy, if you're calling someone,
hey, it's 10 grand a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. No tax.
No.
Yeah.
No tax.
Okay. So a lot of
you'll
people.
Notice that.
A lot of people, yeah, free shampoo and conditioner and the little soaps, which the kids love. And maybe even those little biscuits, they come in the twos.
Totally.
If you're calling someone a sugar daddy, you've got to put on the razzle dazzle every time. You're not showing up unwaxed you have to be tanned.
What's the price at the entry point for sugar daddy?
Oh, I'm saying he has to be paying your bills. A sugar daddy pays your bills.
Like your mortgage? Like if you've got a mortgage of $2,000 a month?
Well, I'm saying he pays your accom.
He pays you a com.
I'm saying he has to pay you a com, surely.
Yeah.
So I looked up...
yeah, thank you.
So
entry point?
Well, according to Seeking Arrangement stats...
Thank you.
The average sugar baby makes $2,800 monthly.
Well, she's getting ripped.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Completely but, and sugar ripped. Daddies should be making at least $250,000.
But, I mean, is there a category for what if they love the sex? Is there a category? Is there a box to tick for what if they, for if they love the sex? Because that seems to be.
Yeah. Because usually...
Oh, there's a sugar daddy calculator. There's a whole website for it.
This is good. This is going to help her out. The sugar where do you get the sugar daddy calculator?
Not, look, she doesn't want to lose the sugar daddy because she loves the sex. And he will find some mole for $400 a fortnight.
Oh, wow. No, look at this. Okay, so this is sugardaddyaustralia.org.
Great.
So there's a whole list for it. So for just platonic arrangements, the low range is $600 to... 1,000.
Platonic.
I can't. This is per month.
I mean, sit at a bus stop. You can have a platonic relationship with a lady for nothing.
And if you start having sex together, the where you want to be is 4,000, 4.5 to 6,000 a month.
That's where I want to be, son.
Yeah.
That's where
four and a half.
That's where I want to be. I want to be 4.5. Plus
monthly.
Soaps, plus conditioners, plus. Shampoos. The kids love the little
soaps. Throw in an Uber. Is Uber included in
Uber,
that price?
No way.
Or is that all part of it?
It's a package deal. He needs to Uber me.
Even in a surge.
Even in surging pricing, he's Ubering me.
Yeah.
I'm taking the soaps. Get you. No, I'm having the little soaps. Mm. You're not having them.
All right.
Room service? I'm having room service. If I want fries.
Breakfast and dinner?
Yeah. If I want a club sandwich, I'm having a club sandwich.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm a very busy person. I might rock up there and go, oh, Gavin, I am bloody starving.
Straight after work.
Gav, I cannot do a single thing. I've fitted in a wax and a spray tan and I need a club sandwich. Otherwise, I'll be asleep on you by 9. Gav, I'm going to need a club sandwich before we even think about you massaging me, mate.
Okay. All right. This is secret
4.5.
Number 3.
So I come home one night. From the 21st, I was pretty drunk and feeling a little bit toey. And for some reason, I had my auntie on Snapchat. She's we're related by marriage, so it's not blood. And she had broken up with her husband. It's been a bit of a situation up in there. I think he was a bit of an asshole. But I messaged my auntie on Snapchat and asked if she had any hot friends. She was out for drinks with her friends. That's why we got to that. And she joked about it and said that she was down to fuck me. And I think I was 19 at the time and she was probably 30 or 40. And
30 or 40?
Yeah, went down to her place. She got a taxi for me, which is nice. And
puberty.
Yeah, we had great sex and... I'd probably do it again, but don't know how I feel about it. Just thought I'd get that off my chest. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. You're so welcome. I mean, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything about you. What a classy gent.
Isn't he? I want to meet that guy.
Yeah, same. Because I'm 30 or 40 or 50 or 80. I mean, I'm something. And he doesn't be.
Also, whose auntie is on Snapchat?
Love it. I mean,
she didn't sound too fucked up about it. He was fine with it.
Here's the other thing. She's not even his auntie. Oh, it's not by blood. And they've divorced. She's just a lady at this point. She's just a lady, you know.
Yeah.
She's a lady who it would really shit your uncle if he knew you rooted her.
Yeah.
That's who she is.
Mm.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly understandable. And she Ubered you, which I love. Classy. And I think you should go there as many times as she'll permit you.
Mm.
I mean, it's hard to find connections out there, guys.
Mm.
And if you've connected with your auntie not by blood, then...
Go to town.
Then fill your boots.
All right. If you...
And tell her to bring her friends next time. Yeah.
If you...
I reckon she'd be up for it.
Totally.
Yeah. She's a bit of fun.
Yeah, she is. If you would like to share your secret, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or the link tree on Michelle's Instagram page.
God, I'm going to have to get an extra, you know, hard drive for all the I love it secrets folder.
Can We Be Real is the name of the show, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. I hope you get a chance for a break as well, and we'll see you back for lots more Australian true crime in 2024.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.